Hello, welcome to season 6, episode 6 of Unfriendly Black Hottie. It's your girl, Ann Shirley, and thank you for tuning in to another episode. In this week's episode, I want us to try to unpack the reality and the truth about men and settling and women and settling. All right, let's get to this. Okay, so the reason why men settle and the reason why women settle in general are completely different reasons. When men settle, they're settling for, I mean, it's two reasons. The first is like they feel like they can't get any better. They feel like if they can't achieve getting the woman of their dreams, they feel like they failed in life. Like a lot of men feel like the women that they're with is automatically tied to their status because like women are kind of like objects to some men. And so with that being said, like they tend to settle with women who either are the best that they could do given their budget, but they very rarely feel happy settling with a girl that was there for them from the beginning when they were struggling to a grown manhood, when they have it all, because she reminds him of a weaker status. In fact, the status that he's literally trying to run away from within himself, a status of dependency, right? Women settle for completely different reasons. Women settle because, not because that's the best that they can do, they settle because they actually ultimately might love, and I'm not saying like all women are like this, right? But it's like women get to a space, I feel, where they're like, I'm ready to just experience like love and stability and consistency from one partner. And that's why they settle. It has really nothing to do with our status. It has everything to do with, does this person provide security consistently enough? And like, between you and I think the most ideal relationship is one where you never feel like you're settling because you're constantly growing with your partner and vice versa. And the version that you met them at is a completely different version. Just like the completely different version that they get of you is very different from the state of dependency they met you at. And I love those relationships because your partner constantly keeps you on your toes because they could arguably, you know, walk away at any point as they grow and develop. But all of this to say, like, please don't settle in your relationships. Like, settling is the equivalent of saying, you know what, there's something that I really want, and I'm gonna find something way less than what I want just so I don't feel abandoned and scared without it. And I'm telling you, whoever is listening to this, you deserve healthy reciprocal relationships. Don't be in a relationship simply because you're scared to walk away because you've settled, right? Like, you owe it to yourself. We have one life. You owe it to yourself to be in relationships that you really want to be in. Those are the most fulfilling, you know? So this is a quick episode. I just wanted to check in and kind of quickly ramble a little bit. I'm really trying to move. I have a camera now, so I'm really trying to move the pod into like live, you know, like where you can see me and stuff. We can have guests in the room and all of these things, but au revoir, and thank you for tuning in.